So this week on Ask Bob, we have a question from Nancy, who writes, I have a hard time tasting the difference, so can Bob explain the differences that I should be noticing between a Cabernet Sauvignon and a Cabernet Franc?
Great question. It dogs a lot of people because they're both called Cabernet, and the real compounding factor is that Cabernet Franc is one of the parents of Cabernet Sauvignon.
The mom or the dad?
I don't know.
Because I want to know who the other one is.
Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They both have this parentage for Cabernet Sauvignon. It's like, well, for this wine lover, for me, Cabernet Sauvignon really excelled over the parent. Okay.
So they made a good kid.
They made a great kid. They passed on the best of those genes into the DNA. Absolutely. Cabernet Franc is kind of a lighter version. In the simple sense, it's a lighter version of Cabernet Sauvignon. It's not nearly as concentrated. It's a more delicately flavored and can be greener in its character than Cabernet Sauvignon. It has a natural affinity or a natural expression of kind of green herbs, whereas Cabernets tend to be more dried herbs, thyme, bay leaf, a little anise, rosemary type. You'll get some of those out of Cabernet Franc, but in Cabernet Franc, they tend to smell fresher and greener. Not my favorite thing. There's not as much body typically, and I'm going to all those people out there who know the great Chateau Cheval Blanc from Saint-Emilion, it is nearly 100% Cabernet Franc and is one of those unique wines, unique growing spots in the world. It is among the world's greatest red wines. So don't say that Cabernet Franc can't be great. It's just that you got to kiss a lot more frogs before you find a prince than you do with Cabernet Sauvignon.
Cabernet Sauvignon is the kid that turned out better than mom and dad.
For this wine lover.
Well, it sounds like the work's getting underway out in the winery, so I better let you go.